Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, one and all, to More Insight. I'm your host, Angela D. We welcome you. We welcome you to our last topic of 2021. Praise God. Tonight is part three of how do we endure to the end in faith and truth. And so tonight we're adding resting in the present. We thank God for each and every one of you. We thank God for this platform. Hallelujah. We thank you for joining us on Sister Girl Network, Inc., platform ordained by God to meet our sister girls and brother men where they are in their lives and spirituality. We thank God for this platform. It's about healing from the inside out. It's about truth. Truth through the Holy Spirit. Those the Son set free are free indeed. The Word of God tells us, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. That's 1 Corinthians 13:11. You know, when Sister Girl Network was birthed 7 years ago now, over 7 years, the scripture God gave me for this platform was Matthew's, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. When I think about that scripture and my understanding, divine understanding, wisdom, and knowledge, I praise God. To understand letting your light so shine is to understand who you are as a servant of God. And so all we can do is praise God that we have learned to be faithful, disciplined, and obedient as his servant. And so as we end our 2021 on this platform, we're still talking about how do we endure to the end in faith and in truth. First, we must acknowledge our faith. Oh, Heavenly Father, we give you praise and we give you honor. Oh, Lord, we give you all praise and honor because of who you are. For you are the lily of the valley, the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. You are the King of kings and Lord of lords, our Alpha and our Omega, our Prince of Peace. You are all things to us, Father. You are Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you. We honor, we praise you. Oh, Father, we come to your throne with a humble heart, saying, cleanse our heart, Lord, and renew a right spirit in us. Oh, Father, we ask that you send forth your warring angels into our atmosphere in the name of Jesus, to move any distractions and hindrance in the name of Jesus, to war on our behalf in the seen and the unseen. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the weapons of warfare. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, may we seek you, thirst and hunger after your righteousness evermore. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, for we see the times that we're living in. We're understanding the times that we're living in. And we know we will not be able to endure them without you. And so, Father, have your way. Hallelujah. Allow the Holy Spirit to rain down upon us like never before. Oh, Father, give us new revelation. Hallelujah. Anoint us ever the more. Give us divine wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, put a rod in our back. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, strengthen us as we bind up fear and doubt. Hallelujah. strengthen us, Father, as we war against principalities and spiritual wickedness and darkness of this world. Hallelujah. I plead the blood of Jesus from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. I plead the blood of Jesus over our hearing and our sins in the name of Jesus. I walk in power and authority to command our atmosphere to line up. We remove any ungodly spirits that's seeking in any cracks and corners in our homes, in our rooms, in our sanctuaries, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. How do we endure to the end? In faith and truth. Part 3, resting in the present. We invite you to join us tonight by dialing in at 213-943-3551. Or you can link in through the internet at blogtalkradio.com/more insight. As we engage into our last topic in 2021, my prayer is that you be blessed. My prayer is that you will learn ever the more to take inventory over your lives, over your day. Learn to listen, being filled in your soul, your mind, will, and emotion, and to have gratitude, giving thanks for all things. You know, the enemy is trying to speed up time. And so we have to become ever more alert in the now time, learning to remove all distractions by binding and loosing in our atmosphere by walking in truth. It is the present that matters. July 2020, God gave us a path has been drawn in the sand. And, you know, that was a year after COVID was revealed. The word of God tells us in Proverbs 4:18-19, but the path of the just is like a shining that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. You know, that scripture is so relevant now when we think about it in the name of Jesus, when we think about how so many are stumbling. So many are being tossed to and fro and have no understanding why. The path of the righteousness or unrighteous, light or darkness, love or hate, children of light or the children of darkness, that's the path that was drawn in the sand July 2020. And now we're at the end of 2021. So much has been revealed. Oh, hallelujah. How much has been revealed. Hearts has been revealed. Agendas has been revealed. Knowledge has been released like never before. We're in a world where we must learn that all can say many things, but it's what you do. When God gave us that topic in July 2020, he talked about the season of revealing, how we must be prepared in our hearts, how we must become ever the more grounded by the Holy Spirit to be led into all truth. Choosing the path of righteousness, love, and light also means we are choosing truth. God is a God of love and truth. But what do Matthew 6:33 tells us? But seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. We have things that, you know, we must do. And we have to take a part. We have to take a part in our lives. We have to take a part in our lives, right? We have to pay attention to the little things. The little things matter. Even with that topic, in July 2020, a path has been drawn in the sand. It was preparing us because it is the present that matters. Our last topic in December 2020 was what? Spiritual warfare. Understand, watch, pray, and war. That was our last topic in December 2020. Oh, here we are, December 21. Our base scripture for that topic. You, therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you all fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked, but grow in the grace and the knowledge of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's 2 Peter 3:8. That was part of our topic of December 2020, where we talked about spiritual warfare. And basically, it was talking about understanding it, watch and pray, which the Word of God tells us that, and war. The living Word of God has told us beforehand. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. The living Word of God has told us beforehand. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. Everything has a purpose. Rather to steal, kill, and destroy. Everything has a purpose. Rather to purge, cleanse, watch, and made free. Everything has a purpose. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down strongholds. We have instructions to endure to the end. The Word spends billions on training, equipment, and sources to win a war. As children of God, all we need is to spend time in the presence of the Holy Spirit to win spiritual warfare. All we need to do is learn to rest in the presence. All we need to do is to be open, embrace the Holy Spirit, to be led to all truth. And as we grow into his grace and knowledge, become a disciplined, obedient, and faithful. The world has a military manual, but as God's chosen people, his priesthood, a holy nation, our manual is the living Word of God. We are still in the pandemic. Almost hitting 2 years now. and have anything change. There are things that should have changed within us. God has promised us a future and a past. The word of God gives us prophecy so we know what is to come. Sure, the past is remember, and the future is hope. It is hope for. Both are essential concepts with faith. We first must believe that we were foreknowing, chosen, and predestined. And see, how does one believe? By hearing constantly. Even the word of God tells us that. Romans 10, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God is a constant thing. And as we constantly hear through our mind words to rest on our heart, it would be our belief that challenges fear, doubt, and disbelief. And as we're in this pandemic, where man feel as if they can stop it, change it, or move it, but almost 2 years, we're still dealing with the same thing. Even with the false hope of the vaccine, where I know family, friends that got the jab still caught COVID. Even had some family that's dealing with COVID now that took the jab. That's why I call it false hope. Because I know some people's argument is, well, we took vaccines when we was younger. And so we, even if we examine that, everyone didn't. There have always been people who fought against vaccines, the shot, jab, have fought against it because of their faith, because of what's used in it. But even with that, when we look back at those that are older and can remember times when we was getting those, didn't have no problem getting them, it was to get those jabs, it was to prevent whatever they were created for, specific illness, to prevent it. It wasn't never to get them and say, okay, well, you still going to catch this, but take the jab anyway. No. And so even with that, we have to walk in truth, that there have always been a war against those things. And even in life, when we know better, we do better, right? And so many are under pressure from their pastors or within the kingdom, men and women of God, pressuring some to take this vaccine as joining the war. Because some are saying those that's unvaccinated is the reason. But why would that be true? Is there even truth that? Come on, let's examine. That's why the word of God tells us to test every spirit, because when we take everything as face value and we examine nothing, test nothing, we can be easy led astray. Pandemic is a part of prophecy. We'll move how it's supposed to move. It would move how God intended it to move. It could move when God said will. And so as we embark on 2022, we have to learn to rest in the present by not falling back into the trap of anxiousness, the stress, the anxiety, the fear. Walking in truth that this world, that's how I always operate. This world operate on fear. Scare tactics. Always. So what do you believe? See, we learn to rest. We learn to rest in the present through the Holy Spirit. through the Holy Spirit, okay? And as we do that, be still when the Word of God tells us that. It's a process of us learning in our being still. We still what? We still are interacting with the Holy Spirit. Right? We still interact with the Holy Spirit in order to be still. We cannot be still, have patience without the Holy Spirit. Right? And so we must learn to rest in the presence, to bind up stress, anxiety, fear, and doubt. Oh, what we must come to understand. What we must learn is to rest in the presence through the Holy Spirit, which will be ever more critical in 2022. Not just the many benefits for our soul, spirit, and body, but for us to know what we ought to pray for. This is More Insight. I'm your host, Angela D. We invite you to join us by dialing in at 213-943-3551, or you can link in through the internet at blogtalkradio.com/More Insight. So how does one deal with change? There has been a lot of changes in our lives and more is to come. And so we deal with it by facing the change. Regardless of how we feel that we can control certain circumstances and different things in our life, God's will prevail. The Word of God says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Should I not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert. We thank God for each and every day. But every day that we are awakened to a new dawning, first light, a new day, sometimes we should just rest in that moment. Rest in the present to take inventory selves in that day, to listen, to be still in the present, be still in our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions, and to have gratitude, giving thanks for all things. When this world got shut down for that year or so, because of the pandemic. That was our boot camp. That was our boot camp to learn how to be still. That was our boot camp to bind up and to first recognize the anxiety that was in our life, the stress, the rush, hurry, the pressure. Everything got shut down for the love of you. And to fall back into that trap, get ready to hit a new year, and have went back to the same thing of the hustle and bustle, the anxiety, the stress, the busy for the sake of being busy, not having time, not learning to rest in the present. We're in the fear in you enduring to the end. When we started this topic, how do we endure to the end in faith and in truth? We talked about our weapons of warfare. For a carnal mindset is an enemy of God. The word of God tells us that because a carnal mindset can never follow the law, can never surrender their will, can never walk in the fear of the Lord. And so we must become spiritual mindset through the transformation by the renewing of our mind to understand spiritual things. See, for we should not be going into a new year still looking at witchcraft as no big deal, still looking at sorcery, letting the next generation deal with these toys they coming out that's introducing them to witchcraft, which is real. Spirits and demons are real. They can be attached to that child life from a toy where they are reciting, learning, and actively participating in spells. It's real. Music. It's time for us to understand that as we go on into this coming year, we must realize that everything that's going on in your life, that's why you must be willing to take inventory over your own self. Examine your own self. Examine your days. To walk in truth about what you're touching, coverings you have made. To understand is that you get ready to fall into another trap of being so bound up, never getting to enjoy the abundance life, still pinned up in the religious spirit that you have not been made free yet by resting in the present. We embrace the Holy Spirit. We embrace the Holy Spirit to receive wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Everything has a beginning. Everything has to start from somewhere or something. Sin, we know where sin started at, bad behavior, pain and hurt and unforgiveness. Everything has a beginning. This technology had a beginning. It didn't get no beginning back in the 80s when we was introduced to our computers. The beginning of this technology was from the fallen angels when they came down to the earth and they shared wisdom and technology to the humans that was not ready for it and polluted the earth in such a way that it became so wicked that God destroyed the earth with Noah. And even when the word of God said that we would see the world would get back to the Noah day, don't think he's just talking about wickedness. See, that's why we have to rest in the present to endure to the end. Because of the wickedness on this earth. In Noah days, it wasn't just wickedness. They was cross species and mutinating, and you see it on TV now. I always bring up that movie on Netflix, even though I never looked at it. I've seen previews of it with the boy human body and the top body. That was Lord Day. Dinosaurs and all this cross, even the word God said they was having sex with animals and all that stuff. That is going on now. If you go on the internet, you can find that stuff. It's going on now. The perversion that's going on. And so they have to go after the next generation to remove their innocence. Parents, they trying to steal your children's innocence. And do you know how harmful that is for a child to lose their innocence at a young age? Ask a child that was abused. Sexual abuse, physical abuse. Ask a child that had to be in a home and take care of their stuff, become an adult before their time. Ask a child that was abandoned. Ask a child that's grown now. They'll tell you what it did to them to get their innocence taken from them so soon. Because everything has a beginning. Because everything has a beginning. It had to start from somewhere, somebody, right? Certain things are used to distract us and move us out of position. To keep us unbalanced. Isaiah 11:2. The spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The spirit of wisdom and understanding. The spirit of counsel and might. The spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. My prayer is that we do not fall into the trap of going back, being conformed by this world in that hustle and bustle and busy for the sake of being busy, never having rest, resting in the present, remove distraction, teach us to embrace the Holy Spirit, teach us to take inventory, examining ourselves in our day. Teach us to listen, being still in our soul. Having gratitude, giving thanks for all things. You know, some, when they read scripture and it says be still, they literally think that's just me not moving. No, be still. Be still, and as you be still and letting the Lord, you still praying, you still fasting, you still into the word of God, you still meditating, you being anxious for nothing and praying about everything. You being still, you're not touching things, you're not moving things, you're not trying to control things. You don't care what it look like in the world. One of our biggest problems in being still, being resting in the present, is we're so worried about how I look because we're being still, because we're not doing something. We're not moving in the appearance of. But how can you enjoy the abundant life? How can you have the peace that surpasses all understanding? You won't even get that part of it. How can you grow spiritually if you're so caught up in everything natural? What we're seeing now is like the tip of the iceberg, right? And we get ready to hit a new year in a matter of days. And some of us, when we look at a new year, we talk about certain things that we might want to change or do. But my words to you, my heart to you is that it has been almost 2 years since COVID-19 was revealed. And we have seen a lot. We have dealt with death. We have seen different changes. We have heard certain things from certain people. We have seen hearts. God has revealed hearts like never before. And so our mindset should be a changed mindset in this period and in this time. It is the present that do matter. God has promised us a future, and our past is that. And we must remember that those two things are critical. The past is remember, and the future is hope, for both are essential concepts with our faith. And if you are that one that's get ready to go into another year saying you just want to be happy or in a place where you want to change, you must surrender to the Holy Spirit. Forget everything how someone told you that you have to pray this away. You have to surrender with your whole heart and embrace the Holy Spirit, for the Holy Spirit to lead you into all truth. Be willing to deal with you first. Things you're holding on to, hang up you got. Certain things you was taught that you believe over all. Even what the Holy Spirit trying to show you, it will always go back to our belief. If that is not grounded, if our belief is not grounded in God, that's why we have to have the personal relationship. You know, I have always talked about our relationship with God from my experience, even as I gave my life to Christ. I still didn't surrender right away. I mean surrender my all, my life, truly becoming a servant of God, understanding that my life is not about what I want, when I want, and how I want it, knowing that it is still a blessed life because I get what I want, what I need. You know, I get it. But is that a point where we're at now? Even dealing with the pandemic, we folks, I'd be glad when we ain't got to wear masks. This is going to be your life. This is the world you're going to be living in. See, when we fight against certain things, I have family members now who got the jab and got COVID. False hope. That's how I see it. It's false hope. So many got the jab thinking that they didn't have to still do things to protect themselves. And God always told us through the word of God to be wise as serpents and gentle as doves. And to be wise as a serpent is always watching and praying. I ain't talking about as a as the serpent in a crafty and deceitful way. It's telling you, when you look at that, what do a serpent do? They always land low. They taking their time. They anxious for nothing. They watch it. What are we supposed to be doing? If we're going to be wise as a serpent, we should be doing the same thing. We should be watching and praying, never being quick to make decisions. That when I spirit man is telling us don't touch it, when it's convicting us and we're stirring up something, we should go to the Holy Spirit first. Every one of us as human beings, or I have someone in our life that we respect their opinion, and so we may go to them and talk to them, but God needs to be the first. He needs to become first. And then in doing that, we have to listen. When we go to pray, even if it takes a month, 2 months, so what? Even in the midst of all that, resting in the present, God could be doing a new thing. He could be moving you in another direction. He can move with someone else to touch you, to help you in that way. But if we're always in a hustle and bustle way about our lives as the world, we miss so much. We miss so much. So much. So this is More Inside. I'm your host, Angela D. We're on the last show for 2021. Praise God. Anytime you want to say anything, go ahead. This is our last show, you know, last show for 2021. You want to share anything? You want to
Sister Girl
ask anything? Yes, Sister Girl. How are you? Praise God.
Praise the Lord. It is the last show of the year, and what better way to end it rather than saying resting in the present and enduring to the end in truth and in faith? What better way to end it than with those words? Because that's exactly where it is. When Christ said that he was finished, that he had finished the work on the cross, he meant it. And the peace that he was leaving us is in his presence, because in his presence is the fullness of joy. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. So we endure to the end in the truth, which abides in us, and then by faith, the things that we're hoping for. And then we see the substance of our hope become manifested in the earth. And so what better way than to end than to rest, to cease from fighting, to cease from striving, to rest totally in him, in his promises and in what he said, and then to just Selah, pause and reflect. And reflect over the year of the valley lows and the hills high, and knowing that he was the same in every place. It didn't matter if we were in the valley, he was the lily that was in the valley. It didn't matter if we was on the top of the hill, he was the rose of Sharon. He was the bridge over the troubled waters. He was the everlasting Father. As we reflect, he was the healer. He was the provider. He was the peace. He was the presence. And as we stayed in that, as we stopped at this last show and we reflect on the words of the title of the show, part three. Part three means God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. What better way to end than with the full Godhead resting in you and you resting in him? What better way than to go into 2022 with the rest of God and resting in him, in his presence, and enduring to the end in spirit and in truth. No other way to end the year. He gave you a beautiful way to end the year.
Yes, he did.
Are we still struggling? Yes, we're still struggling with certain things. But when we rest in him, we cease to do it and let him handle it. He's the only one that can really truly handle all of this. And then we hide ourselves in him. It's not about sticking your head in the sand and not facing the reality. It's about realizing you just got to stop fighting. You got to rest your mind. Because when you're fighting, you're making it worse. Because if you look around, you still haven't done anything. When we cry, we are able to release some pains and things. But if we continue to cry, all we're doing is draining the strength that we do have. And when we reserve that energy, we'll find that he'll use that energy to give us another burst. While we are enduring to the end, resting in his presence. That's all I want to say, sis.
Praise God. But that was a lot. Now, thank you for sharing some good wisdom. Thank you, Lord. God bless you, sister girl. God bless you. Thank you. Yes, yes, yeah. What better way to end? That's it. You know, we have to learn to take inventory in our lives and learn to listen, not always wanting what we want, but just taking the time out to listen to what God has to share with us, whether it's through an object, whether it's through another person, whether it's through a word or something that you're reading. God is always speaking. You know, we are going to face some ever more rough times, I'm trying to tell you. But as kingdom, there should never be fear of those things to come. For we are foretold so many things. And we have to learn to rest in the present. For it does matter. It's a benefit for our soul, our spirit, and our body. You know, sometimes we're quiet with our thoughts. And so many thoughts can come in our mind at one time. And we have to learn how to walk in our power and our authority. See, the more we grow spiritually, the more we grow into God's grace and knowledge. Even in the valleys, as the sister girl was saying, even in our valleys, in our wilderness times, still have peace. There's nothing like the peace of God. There's nothing like the comfort of knowing that we do not have to fight these battles in our own effort. It's nothing like being free. Those the sons set free are free. When we're free from the inner out, in spite of what we're seeing, we are not moved. Isaiah 11, giving us the spirit of the Lord. It tells us, This is all we can have. We can have the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge in the fear of the Lord. Even when we think about the fear of the Lord in this time and day, that's something to even celebrate when you have grown to understand the fear of the Lord. Wanting to please the Father. Fear of the Lord and trust in having confidence in him. Trust in him more than anything, anybody. Willing to stand alone. Oh, because you know man can't do anything to you because of who you are and whom you are. Our first topic of 2021 was freedom comes with understanding. See, that's my prayer for each and every one of you, that you have freedom. I ain't talking about, I'm talking about freedom in the mind because that's how it shifts. There's no change no more, but so many are bound in their mind, enslaved through their mind. And the word tells us those that the Son set free are free indeed. So So if you feel as if you don't have freedom in your mind, you know you have work to do. It's only God can only give you that type of freedom to break the chains of the principalities and the spiritual weakness and the darkness of this world, to move you from a carnal mindset to a spiritual mindset. For when you see all that's going on around you, you've learned, because you have grown to see it through the spiritual realm, to get that wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. May you learn to rest in the present, staying in the past is remember, and the future is hope, for both are essential concepts with our faith. But not learning to rest in the spirit, you will always be bound up in stress, anxiety, fear, and doubt. Those of us that understand the times that we're living in know that we're standing on the wall for so many, for our neighbors, for our family, for those far and near, for nations. That's why we are told that we will hear a war, rumors of war. There will be war. These are the times we're living in. These are the times that we're living in. This is More Insight. I'm your host, Angela D. I thank you all for joining us on our last topic on tonight. How do we endure to the end in faith and truth, resting in the present? How do we endure to the end? You know, I had a conversation today, and I was dealing with someone I consider carnal mindset. You know, the word of God says walk in truth. It's about walking in truth about who you are and who that spirit is in front of you. So regardless of who that person is in the flesh and blood, the spirit on them was a carnal spirit. And one of the things that was said today was, you know, well, you got your truth, my truth, and in between. I ain't talking about that worldly stuff. See, that's why I said I know I was dealing with a carnal mindset. See, that, you know, even if that you, if someone say that to you, all you got to do is go to the Father. He give you understanding why they're saying that. So they know my truth, your truth, and no in between. The Holy Spirit leads us into all truth, His truth, the grounded truth, the truth that has been hidden from you for hundreds of years, the truth about who you are, whom you are, the truth about why these things are this way and that way, the truth about the spiritual realm, the truth. That's why we cannot go into 2022 in no kind of mindset, because if you think those little things that you have heard from now, let's go back to a couple years ago, think about all these little things that were coming about when COVID-19 was revealed in 2019 up to now, still riding on that same carnal stuff. It's a distraction. It's to keep you asleep. It to keep you lost. There's only one truth, and it goes down to who you believe. And it is, you get to choose it. But let me just tell you this. We get caught up on our free will. Oh, I got my free will. You know, some of the turmoil that's going on in your life because you're still riding on your free will. You think you're going to do what you want to do. And God's will always prevail. Sometimes God will let you go through so much until you drop to your knees and truly surrender with a sincere heart. Don't care what it look like, sound right. I'm here to tell you, you don't want a whooping from the Father. You want to do what's right. You don't want to live a life of getting alone to be alone. Don't worry about being the only one in the room that was staying. Because you never walk your life as if it's just you. It's the Holy Spirit with you that dwells in you, that you embrace, that you acknowledge in everything. You got to get to the point in your life where you realize you are nothing without the Holy Spirit. We know when we're operating with the Holy Spirit and when we're operating in the flesh. Either we want to endure to the end and enjoy our abundant life, be servants of God for real, stand for the kingdom, or we want to get along to be alone. But the enemy is moving. Oh, he's speeding up. He's trying to rush time, trying to throw some things in. If we have no understanding of our true being, then we have no power. We have a part of embracing and being led by the Holy Spirit for the strength to endure to the end. This is More Insight. I'm your host, Angela D. I thank you for joining us tonight on our last topic. And I wrote down this prayer that I'm going to end. I'm going to end tonight with this prayer. I'm going to end. I wrote two down, but I'm going to end with this one right here. I'm going to pray for self-deliverance. You know, many didn't look at the shedding as a blessing, but I'm here to tell you I did. I looked at it as a time to draw even closer to the Holy Spirit. I was thanking to God for there was no hustle and bustle. Didn't have to deal with nothing. Didn't have to make no hard choices about is you going here and going there. Oh, I was content. I truly believe that was our boot camp. That was our training. And I pray that we don't fall back into that hustle and bustle. We don't fall back into that stress. We truly, truly learn how to rest in the present. And as we end tonight, I end with this prayer. In the name of Jesus, I break all generational curses of pride, rebellion, lust, poverty, witchcraft, destruction, failure, sickness, fear, and rejection in the name of Jesus. I command all generational spirits operating in our lives through curses to be bound and cast out in the name of Jesus. I command all spirit of lust, perversion, adultery, fornication, uncleanness come out of our sexual character in the name of Jesus. I command all spirit of hurt, rejection, fear, anger, wrath, depression, discouragement, grief, bitterness, and unforgiveness to come out of our emotions in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits of confusion, forgetfulness, mind control, mental illness, double-mindedness, pain, pride, and memory recall to come out of our mind in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over our thoughts, hallelujah, over our dreaming in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits of guilt, shame, condemnation to come out of our consciousness in the name of Jesus. I command our spirit of stubbornness, disobedience, rebellion, self-will, selfishness, and arrogance to come out of our will in the name of Jesus. I command our spirit of addiction to come out of our appetite in the name of Jesus. We bind up that overeating, that over spirit over our lives in the name of Jesus. I command all spirit of witchcraft, sorcery, coats in the name of Jesus to come out of us in the name of Jesus. I command all spirit operating in our head, eyes, mouth, tongue, and throat to come out in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus, everything we have touched. I've closed any doors that we have opened over our lives to any of those spirits in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits operating in our chest and our lungs to come out of us in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits operating in our back and our spines to come out in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits operating in our stomach, in our abdominal area to come out in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits operating in our hearts, in our kidneys, in our liver, in our pancreas to come out in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits operating in our sexual organs to come out in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits operating in our hands, our arms, our legs, our feet to come out in the name of Jesus. I demand in the name of Jesus, I come against all the demons operating in our skeleton system, including our bones, our joints, our knees, our elbows, to come out in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits operating in our glands and to come out in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits operating in our blood and our circulatory system to come out in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits operating in our muscles and our joints in the name of Jesus. Loose your hold in the name of Jesus. I command all the religious spirits of doubt, unbelief, errors, and traditions to come out through the religion to come out in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits from our past that are hindering our present and future to come out in the name of Jesus. I command all hidden spirits hiding in any part of our lives, loose your holds and come out in the name of Jesus. I bind up all distracting and hindering spirits. Loose your holds off of our present, off of our future, of our destiny in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over our goings and our comings. I plead the blood of Jesus over our atmosphere right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over our bloodline. I plead the blood of Jesus over everybody in our household. I plead the blood of Jesus over our homes, from the roof to the ground to the foundation, for every four walls. I bind up any ungodly spirits in our homes, hiding in any darkness. Loose your holes in the name of Jesus. I see peace into our lives, into our atmosphere, into our mindset in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over our grandchildren from generation to come. I claim their souls for kingdom in the name of Jesus. Loose your holes, you spirit trying to steal their innocence. We bind you up. We plead the blood of Jesus over their dreams in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, keep your host of angels upon them as they body, they go dead. Their spirit is awake. Lord, we ask that you keep a hedge of protection around them in their dreams in the name of Jesus. We bind up anything that they have touched, any coverings they have made in their dreaming. We bind them up and loose them off of them in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare victory over our lives, over our ministry, over each and every person that's in our lives, over our destiny. We claim victory over our lives. Going into 2022, we go into it, hallelujah, with the Holy Spirit resting upon us. Declare victory over our lives, binding up any traps and stumbling blocks has been set against us. We send them back to the center in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank each and every one of you all for joining us tonight on More Insight. Hallelujah. May God continue to bless you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Strengthen you. Hallelujah. Yes. May you thirst and hunger after his righteousness.
Yes, God.
Yes, hallelujah. Sister girl and brother men, be encouraged. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Rest in the present. How do you endure to the end in faith and truth? Oh, take that into the new year with you. Thank you for joining us on More Insight. God bless you and good night.
Good night. Love you.
Good night. Good night.